Hello and welcome back. Today is all about the power of vision. It was Walt Disney who said, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. A compelling long-term vision will be working away constantly in the background, driving you and propelling you towards your ultimate destination. The quality of your vision is everything. It is paramount to your success. In this dark period of world economic negativity, more than ever, we need to arm ourselves with a crystal clear, invincible vision. King Solomon, regarded as one of the richest men who ever lived, was also in his time regarded as the wisest man in the world. And he said, "For lack of vision, the people perish." The people who have the greatest successes are the ones who refine their goal into a crystal clear, invincible vision. That way you've got the creative power of your mind working for you. The power of vision is one of the most important things you will ever learn. Vision is the fuel that makes your goals and dreams rush towards you. There comes a point when it's no longer about setting goals with this air of hopefulness. You reach a point and you're just going to make what you want to happen, happen, and that's it. With people's goals generally, there is a missing level of congruency there. The level of certainty and expectation that comes when someone has a vision and takes charge of their unconscious mind is just totally different. So let me ask you a question. What do you really expect to be out there in your future, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially? For example, what will you be doing this time 5 years from now? Because whether you know it or not, you are moving towards a future that you've already created from your past programming. It's imprinted on there. The question is it by chance or is it by design? Most people have left it to chance. They are victims of circumstance, and this is one of the biggest mistakes of their lives. Now, how do you know if where you're going 5 years from now is exactly where you want to go? Okay, let's look at your track record up till now. What were you doing this time 5 years ago? Back then, what goals did you want to achieve? Did you achieve them? Or was it a case of hit and miss? Did you get distracted? Did you lose your sense of purpose and vision? Did you settle for something a lot less than what you originally thought? For most people, their lives haven't turned out the way they wanted. And it's because they've never had a compelling, invincible vision. At the age of 10, Arnold Schwarzenegger had a clear vision of coming to America. He saw himself becoming the best-built bodybuilder on the planet. And he used to give seminars to groups of bodybuilders about the importance of having a clear, invincible vision. This was more important to him for success in any area of life than anything else. Back then, Arnold said, "What I'm most happy about is that I can zero in on a vision of where I want to be in the future. I can see it so clearly in front of me when I daydream that it's almost a reality. Then I get this easy feeling, and I don't have to be uptight to get there, because I already feel like I'm there, that it's just a matter of time." So he believed that to have that image in front of you, and to create that vision, that this was paramount to you succeeding in life. And then once you had that, everything else would fall into place. That would give you the drive, give you the ability to overcome challenges and obstacles. It would give you those character traits of persistence, and you'd be able to move forward with volition and a sense of purpose. Arnold used this to design his 20-year master plan. Even back as a bodybuilder, when people asked him, "What are you doing in your future?" he said, "Well, I'm going to get into acting, I'm going to be the biggest box office star in the world." And of course, people laughed at him. And then he said, "After that, I'm going to get into politics, and I'm going to rise right to the top in that arena." And again, people laughed at him. But he had this clear, invincible vision. He knew exactly where he was going from day one. And after a while of practicing, being in the theater of the mind, eventually it comes the other way. What exactly does that mean? Well, many years later, when asked about the vision, Arnold said that it's not even a matter of my choosing now to make big changes in my life. It's like I get this vision without me controlling it of what I'm supposed to do next. and then that vision consumes me. It becomes me. And from the beginning, I absolutely believe I can do it. And then I can't wait to get started. So we've mentioned people like Arnold or Jim Carrey or Walt Disney. And whether you like these or any other achiever is not important. You have to respect them for what they've accomplished. And you have to analyze and understand why have they achieved their dreams when so many people don't. Were they just lucky or chosen? Far from it. They just had this clear, invincible vision. So winners always know in advance that they're going to win. Just as Arnold said there, it's just a matter of time. Most people have struggle and hard work built into their vision. So it can be a combination of the goals that they want plus the doubts. So people create this vision, they have this impossible goal, and then self-sabotage kicks in. Because somehow, at the back of it all, they don't feel that they deserve it. So you have to have a pure vision that's virus-free. You can have people who are well-meaning, but if they have no vision, then it's a case of the lights are out and there's nobody home. No magic will happen. Just like King Solomon said, for lack of vision, the people perish. So a clear vision will clear out all negativity. The person with the invincible vision that supports them, ultimately they become that vision. Such a force is deaf to the negative. In fact, nothing negative can stick to them. When people hit them with the negatives and objectives and obstacles, they just shoot them down and redirect their focus and attention onto the vision of where they're going. This is also vitally important if you're hiring people. When hiring people, always look for people who have a vision. Because with many people, you're just going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you don't have the vision. So you've got to think big, you've got to make up your mind, you've got to decide what you want, but it has to be big. The recipe for failure is to come up with a small goal. If your goal is small and safe, then only a tiny percentage will reach the unconscious part of your mind. Not nearly enough to achieve your outcome. It must be a big goal that's literally so exciting to you that logic and disbelief are replaced by passion and excitement. After all, if it's not a big, exciting, life-changing goal, then why do you want it in the first place? One of the major breakthroughs discovered is that when all of the mind's attention, both the conscious and the unconscious, is taken up with a big, exciting goal, then it's photographed and stored in our unconscious as a program. That program is your vision that will overcome all negative doubts and fears. It will electrify your daily life. You'll have personal power. You'll have drive, passion, energy, positivity, happiness, fulfillment, confidence, a sense of purpose, as well as guidance and direction, security, influence. So when you're putting together this invincible vision, let's add a few more things to the mix at the higher logical levels that will allow you to make it more compelling and get it in there at a deeper level. You must feel that what you're doing and the success that you're moving towards is destined, that you're destined for greatness. So make sure that you really add that in there. Make sure that you're on your path, that you have a mission. The mission is the path you take to get there and the specific means by which you accomplish that vision. And then there are your values. Values are simply what's most important to us. These keep us true to our path and true to ourselves. So if you've got a clear vision, you will attract other people with a similar vision, similar values, because like attracts like. And you'll do this effortlessly. Your values will keep you on course based on what you believe in, your ethics, and what's most important in your life. Values are very important in creating a team as well, because a team with shared values is extremely powerful. If the people around you have common values, this creates synergy and passion. You'll really get along, you'll have a lot of fun, and achieve your vision along the way. Knowing this will prevent you from making a lot of mistakes in business that people make. They jump into partnerships without aligning values. Have you ever seen that movie Field of Dreams? And the catchphrase in it, if you build it, they will come. Well, your vision is exactly like that. If you build that vision, then it will happen. And the right people, the people who you're meant to attract into your life, will come to help you fulfill that vision. And you'll help to fulfill theirs. So you're building it, and you're moving towards it in a state of belief and expectation, never looking down, never doubting, regardless of what your current circumstances are. It will happen for you. Providence will step in and make things happen for you. Providence will activate a special force that will come into play, and amazing things will take place. An extra something, an additional force, will come into play. So you need to sit down and build the invincible vision in your own mind. And that's what your home play is about. I want you to create your compelling vision. 5 years from now, where are you going to be in your life? What do you want your life to be like? Start at the end and get a clear, detailed picture or vision. Now remember, you've got to have a vision that is virus-free. Understand that you have to become this invincible vision to the point where from you comes an energy that overflows into everything that you do and everyone that you meet. You'll then energize people and they'll get swept up in your vision. The vision creates magic. You're in a sea of opportunities and you'll notice that and you'll be able to take advantage of them because you have that vision. You have the magic touch. So create your compelling vision and practice everything else that we've been getting you to practice. Make sure you're practicing being in the now. Take a walk for 10 or 20 minutes a day. Remember to go into the theater of your mind for your short-term goals, but now you're going to be adding the vision long-term to these goals. Do your daily 7 practical action steps. And remember, for lack of vision, the people perish. So go ahead, go into the theater of your mind and build that vision. If you build it, they will come. Have a great day.